This is terrible. This is awful. Sue had a bumpy ride to work.
It is awful.
It's going to ruin her entire day. This could ruin your entire
week.
No,
it wasn't just a bumpy ride. I was flying around the inside of my car like I was on an amusement park ride. Something's wrong.
Are you all right?
She's being mean to me.
I know. Well, I'm kind of on his side a little bit.
Sue has the nicest car of anybody you know.
No,
Sue's
got
a really nice car. That's saying what kind of car it is. Very nice.
Fancy.
And you hit like hard. You hit a pothole hard last week. You almost thought you had a flat tire.
I brought it to the dealer. They said, no, it's reset so it'll protect your rims and it will be bumpy. But then once it's off for a couple hours, it'll go back to normal. And it did. But then I did it again yesterday and this morning it didn't reset itself. So now I'm afraid that I, like you said, like broke a tie rod, whatever that is.
And you'll be on 93 and the wheel come flying off and you'll go tumbling off into the...
So I don't know what to do. It's bad.
Yeah,
it's not like a little bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot bumpy.
Yeah, we got to crowdsource this. Hi, Magic, what do you think?
Well, I'm driving to work and my husband's driving to work and he just called me because we know what kind of vehicle she drives.
Yeah.
And he told me, and I wish he would have called because I don't know enough about it, but he said if she hit a pothole hot enough, that she probably has a bubble on the inside of her tire. And if the tire needs to be replaced, it's probably going to be two tires that have to be replaced because they're a steel band.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, they,
no.
Definitely.
They probably broke. And I said to him, call the station, and he said, no, you call. You have it programmed.
That's right.
Well, we love that you have us programmed. Yeah. But that would be sad news for me because the tires are not going to be cheap.
Mm-mm. No, they're not. I just replaced tires on the same make.
Yeah, you got to do them two at a time.
You have to do at least
two. But
you could
check pretty easily to see if it's a bubble on the inside, on the side. What would the bubble be on the sidewall, did your husband say?
Yeah. So I'm not really quite sure.
Oh, so would I be able to see it, do you think? No?
I don't know. I don't know. I would definitely take it back.
Yeah, you got to go in.
And have them check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And would you recommend that Sue says something like, don't you know who I am? Or something like that.
Right? Well, it could always help.
Yeah. No, that would not help whatsoever.
I
they'd
want
be
this
like,
car.
Yeah, details, it's not going
to
help.
I want it cleaned. I want you to vacuum the carpets and check for the bubble thing.
No, I carry zero clout.
Oh, you know, you're going to have to replace all four
Don't
tires.
Don't even tell me that.
You know it. You know it right before you go on your trip. You're
I have
to
two kids
everything.
In college. I can't be doing this.
Yeah. This is going to happen.
I can't.
I'm sure they'll fix it right up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling and helping. I appreciate it.
And thank your husband, too.
All right, I will.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm driving to work, and my husband's driving to work, and he just called me because we know what kind of vehicle she drives.
Yep.
What make. And he told me, and I wish he would have called because I don't know enough about it, but he said if she hit a pothole hot enough, that she probably has a bubble on the inside of her tire. And if the tire needs to be replaced, it's probably going to be two tires that have to be replaced because they're a steel band.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Definitely.